Hello, everybody. Foggy Jack here, and you're listening to Foggy Jack's 13 or more days of Christmas special. Happy holidays, everyone, and I hope you enjoy all of these old-time radio shows, always in the Christmas spirit.
Do you like stories that keep you on the edge of your seat? Stories that make your heart race and your blood run cold? Stories that make you wonder what lurks in the shadows and what lies behind the door? If you do, then you will love Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, the old-time horror radio show that brings you the most thrilling tales of mystery, suspense, and horror. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show airs reruns of radio shows that aired from 1940 to 1960, featuring some of the best actors and writers of the golden age of radio. Every day, Foggy Jack's old-time radio show presents a new story that will keep you guessing until the end, with twists and turns that will shock and surprise you. You will hear stories by masters of horror like Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, Ray Bradbury, and more. You will also hear stories by famous authors like Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway, and John Steinbeck. And you will hear stories starring legendary actors like Orson Welles, Vincent Price, Boris Karloff, and many more. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show is the ultimate podcast for fans of horror, suspense, and mystery. You can listen to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show online for free, where you can find hundreds of episodes to choose from. You can also subscribe to this podcast, where you can get new episodes every week. Don't miss this opportunity to experience the scariest radio episodes of all time. Tune in to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, and remember, it's not what you see, it's what you hear.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Who built the Western United States were courageous pioneers, but the obstacles they faced might never have been surmounted if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was he who broke the power of the outlaw bands and the hostile Indian tribes. It was his knowledge of the country that rescued the settlers when the forces of nature seemed ready to overwhelm them. Return with us now to the thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Red River Valley! It's going to be
Dan Parsons owned the bank in the little town of Sagebrush at the head of the Red River Valley. One day, he was sitting in the living room of his home when he heard a rider draw up out in front. Dan was expecting a caller. He rose from his chair, straightened his weary shoulders, and turned to his wife.
Well, reckon that's Brady, Marcy. Looks like more trouble.
Now, don't you fret, Dan. Man's got to do what's right. Come in.
Where's that husband of yours? I want to... Oh, there you are, Parsons.
You want to see me, Brady?
You're doggone right I do, and you know what for.
I haven't done anything I'm ashamed of.
I ought to throw bullets through you, Parsons.
Brady, you can't.
I reckon you'd best go in the next room, Marcy.
No, you're my husband, Dan Parsons. I'm not letting a gun
in the next room, Marcy.
Well, you just take care of yourself, Dan.
I will. Now get along. You hadn't ought to bust in that way, Brady. It ain't right when there's women folk around.
You don't never fight, do you, Parsons?
I'm a banker, Brady. I'm a man of peace.
You bought Carstairs' cattle, didn't you?
I did.
You paid $10 a head, didn't you?
Brady, I calculate what I buy and what I pay for 'em is my business, not yours. If it so happens I plan to go to the railroad with them cattle and sell 'em, that's my affair.
Yeah. Gonna make a profit, ain't you?
Well, maybe you will.
Maybe nothing. A banker like you don't buy nothing when he figures on losing. Now, there ain't no friendship between me and the Carstairs outfit, and
I'm... Too bad they ain't.
Huh?
This here whole valley is owned by your outfit and by Carstairs. Just the two of you.
You ain't forgetting you hold mortgages on both of us.
That don't matter. What does matter is that you two hombres ought to stop battling each other.
Tell that to Carstairs.
I did. And he acted the same as you. Both bullheaded as loco steers. Why don't you get together? Work together. The rangeland's drying up. The more you two hombres fight, the less chance there is.
Parsons, there's no use talking. Carstairs is a no-good skunk, and I...
He says the same about you.
Sure. If I ever meet up with him face to face, there'll be plenty of gun smoke, savvy? But I didn't come here for that. I come to ask you what about my cattle.
I'm buying them, Brady.
Sure. But for how much?
$10 a head.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Trying to... Huh? Did you say ten?
$10 a head.
But I... Parsons, you...
The same as I'm giving Carstairs. Well, what's your jaw dropping for? Can't you talk?
Parsons, I... Well, them cattle of mine, they ain't worth that much.
I'm paying it, ain't I?
Well, they're thin and scrawny. Not much feed, and the water's so scarce, they
hardly... I paid Carstairs 10, and I'm paying you the same. Now, take it or leave it.
Pretty anxious, ain't you?
Take it or leave it.
I get it. Reckon you got inside knowledge that cattle is fetching a fancy price back east, ain't you? Even scrawny cattle. You ain't the kind of fella to do nothing for charity.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
10 cartwheels ahead. Doggone it, you can't make much on that, Parsons.
You ain't answered yet, Brady.
Oh, I'll take it, I'll take it. When you plan to round up the cow?
As soon as it can be done.
And when do I get paid?
As soon as I get back from selling them.
After you sell them? Why not before?
Got any objections? I ain't never gone back on a debt so far.
All right, Parsons, all right. Don't get your dander up. The cattle'll be ready soon to go.
Carstairs! Did you finish
the count, Parsons? Count 825 head in your herd. That tally was your count?
Yeah. When you come back, I collect 8,250 silver dollars.
Yeah.
I'll be in your bank waiting. Better have the money, Parsons.
I'll have it. All right, you riders. Start these longhorns moving. Get them on the prod.
Parsons, me and my boys counted up the cattle. When you come back to Sagebus, I'll be expected $9,060 as payment.
You'll get it, Brick.
I see that I do. I'll be in your bank when you get back. Come on, boy.
Him, Carstairs. Got tempers like a bull. Neither one of them trusts me further than a rope's end.
Dan, I'm worried.
Now, Martha, leave me do the work.
But you can't possibly get as much for these cattle as you promised to pay. $10 a head. Ain't nobody going to pay that much.
I'll see you when I get back, Marcy.
Being scrawny cattle won't bring that much, even at St. Joseph's. You'll never be able to pay Carstairs and Brady what you promised.
Marcy, I don't want you to fret. I'll do it.
If you don't, there's going to be a heap of trouble when you get back.
I'll be back, and I'll take care of trouble. All right, get these cows moving. We got a long trail to go. Get them moving. Martha, you can expect me back in 2 weeks after I sell these here cattle. 2 weeks. Come on, baby. Come on.
That's Parsons' outfit down below us, Tonto. He's on his way back from selling those cattle, Kemosabe. He didn't get very much for them.
That's right.
That information you brought me from Sagebrush. You sure that Parsons promised to pay $10 apiece for those cows? He'll never be able to do it.
Him know that.
I can't understand it in the first place. Parsons is a smart man, a good banker. Yet still, he paid much more for the cattle than they were worth.
What's wrong, Kemosabe?
Rain up. Listen. You hear that?
One pony.
Yes, coming this way along the trail. We'll be heading to Sagebrush at this time of night.
Him come from Parsons' camp.
Yes, get back, Kemosabe. I want to see him as he goes past without him seeing us.
Back, scout.
Good enough. Now watch. Quiet. Nothing, you saw him? It was Parsons, banker Parsons, riding his horse in a hurry.
Him use spur.
He's heading for Sagebrush, leaving his outfit behind. That way, he'll reach his home by early morning.
You think something wrong, Kemosabe?
We're going after him, Tonto. Come on.
Set him up, scout.
We're going to find out why Parsons is acting so strangely. We'll trail him to town.
Who's there? Who is there? I'm warning you, I got a gun. Come around the back door this early in the morning. Tell me who you are, or I'll...
Let me in.
Dan Parsons, what on earth?
Marcy, I'm in trouble. I rode all night.
You got back already?
The boys in the outfit will come in the regular way. They'll show up about sundown tonight, but I had to see you private. Marcy, I got to pay the money off to Brady and Carstairs.
No.
I promised to pay him $10 a head for them cattle, and all I could get was six.
Dan, you mean you're...
What am I going to do? I had to come and tell you, Marcy. Come tomorrow morning, they'll be asking for their cash, and I ain't got it. I ain't got it.
Dan, you must be plumb tuckered out. You sit down.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready for breakfast. A cup of hot coffee will do you good.
No, Marcy, I can't drink and I can't eat. My throat's as dry as this here Red River Valley, but I can't take nothing. What are we going to do?
Dan, why'd you offer Brady and Carstairs so much for them cows? Why?
Well, you see...
You knew it wasn't worth that much. You knew it.
Sure, I knew it, but that...
But what? You're a banker, Dan, a businessman. What you done don't make sense.
Marcy, it makes sense to me. Leastways, it did up to now.
Huh?
I ain't never told you how I feel, have I? About me being a banker for Sagebrush in the Valley. I ain't never told you what it means to me.
Being a banker?
Marcy, I always figured a banker had a duty to the people. Sure, I wanted to make money so as we could live comfortable. But I wanted to help others.
Like Brady and Carstairs?
Yeah, like them. In good times, they didn't need no help. They was doing all right. But then the river dried up and the rangeland got burned. The
cattle got scrawny and thin and they died off.
Mm. So I give them mortgages on their outfits.
Yeah.
I figured maybe the river would come up again. There'd be rain and melting snow to bring the grass back.
Instead of which, it got worse.
Plenty worse. And this time, well, I knew right well that Brady and Carstairs had to get $10 a head for their cattle or they couldn't keep going. They'd go bust.
You done all that because you're a banker, Dan?
A bank's got to help folks. It's got to. That's what I done it for.
Mm-hmm.
Only now I tried too hard. I can't meet the promises I made.
Brady and Carstairs are honest men, Dan. Tell them.
Tell them what? You think they'll believe me?
No, I reckon not.
They're honest, sure. But they're bullheaded and ornery. They'll think I'm trying to cheat them. You know how they'll act.
Guns?
Yeah, guns. I don't know what to do.
Dan, we gotta leave Sagebrush.
Huh?
It's early. Nobody knows you're in town. We could bamboo.
Leave Sagebrush?
Leave what money you got for them cows. Leave the bank. Dan, you gotta. We'll saddle up them horses to the wagon, and by tomorrow morning, we'll be long gone out of here.
No, Marcy. We ain't going.
Dan.
I tell you, no.
But Brady and Carstairs, they might kill you.
It ain't honest to leave. No, Marcy, I'm staying no matter what. I'm gonna take my medicine.
Dan.
I'm staying, Marcy.
Dan, no.
Far enough from town, Tonto. Pull up. You heard Parsons talking to his wife?
We listened at window. Him, good man.
He's got courage, Tonto. If he'd left Sagebrush, it would have been hard to blame him. But he's determined to stay no matter what happens.
We help him, Kemosabe?
Tonto, I have a plan. It's going to be dangerous because we'll have to ride into Sagebrush in broad daylight and get out again. Here's what we do.
All right, Parsons. Come back from selling them cows. Now hand over my money.
Pay me first, Parsons.
Oh, no, you don't, Carstairs.
Stay out of this, Brady. I don't like doing business with you in the same room.
Then get out. Or maybe you'd like some gunfighting to make you get out.
Now hold your horses. This here's my bank, remember that?
He can't talk to me
I said shut up, both of you. For Pete's sake, why can't you gents get together?
You're the two biggest men in the valley. You could do a lot. Instead, you're at each other's throats like hungry coyotes.
We do like we want to, Parsons. I'll fork over that money so that I can get away. I don't relish being with Brady long and I can help.
That goes double for me.
Well, I got something to tell you, gents.
Huh? There's the money right on the table in them saddles bag, ain't it?
Yeah, but...
And trot it out and start divvying up.
Brady, Carstairs, there's a little something...
What's the matter? Ain't you got the money?
Well, for a matter of fact, you see, it's like...
A masked man.
We came after that camp.
Hold up.
Take it, Tonto. Out to the horses.
Me get it.
No, you don't. That's my money.
I shot the gun from your hand, mister. The next one who tries may not be so lucky.
We got money.
Good. The horses are outside.
You hurry.
Well, I'm going. Don't anyone try to throw lead after me because it won't do you any good.
Hold up.
After him.
Where's my gun? There he goes. Pour it at him.
Come on,
Scout. Shoot, doggone you. They're getting away. Shoot.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. In order to save Dan Parsons' life, the Lone Ranger and Tonto held him up. Then they raced out of town just ahead of a hastily organized posse. Before long, Silver and Scout led the posse far behind. Then finally the men drew rein.
Slow up, you fellas! Drag in your horses!
We ain't got a groundhog's chance of catching that pair of holdup men. That white horse covers ground like a streak of lightning.
Yeah, and that paint is like a shatter.
When we get back to sagebrush...
Now, hold on there, Brady. You're giving up, ain't you?
Doggone your hide, Costas. I never cottoned to you, and I don't now. But I say...
Quiet, both of you.
Yeah, keep quiet.
You act like it was your money that masked man stole.
Huh? Sure it was my money.
And mine. Don't forget that.
No, it weren't, Brady. You see, I hadn't give it to you yet. I hadn't give it to either one of you. So I still owe you that cash.
Say, he's right.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
You're all right, Parsons. I reckon that's so. If he didn't pay us, and I ain't lost. Not yet.
Yeah. Of course, I can't pay you till we catch that mask, hombre. But when I do...
They still ain't catching us, them crooks.
Well, I figure you're right, Brady. The thing to do is to head back to Sagebrush.
What for? Why not go after them now?
On account of we come away in a hurry. We ain't prepared for a long chase.
Yeah, I ain't got but one gun.
Ain't got no ammunition, no food.
What we gotta do is organize. Get plenty of water and grub.
Yeah.
Get plenty of guns. Rifles, not sidearms. Then we come out here, pick up the trail, and go get them.
Yeah. Them horses are too fast for us on a short chase.
We got to keep going after them for a long time. And for that, we got to be prepared. Now, let's head for home.
All right, come on, get up.
See any sign of them, Tonto?
No sign.
Now, watch for a cloud of dust. They may still be after us.
Tonto seen nothing.
We've been traveling half the day. Silver could have outrun them easily. But I wanted them to keep trailing us for a while.
They not on trail now.
Huh? What is it, Silver?
Look.
Yes, Silver smelled the water. We'll pull up and let them drink their fill.
It's plenty dry.
Here we are. Red River. Red River. What's left of it, Tonto?
Nobody come after us, Kemosabe.
Well, all we've done is to give Parsons a breathing spell. The most important thing is to let Brady and Carstairs realize how much they're indebted to him. It's not going to be easy to do. But I'm certain if they realized the true facts, they'd face them like men. They'd work together.
Maybe you tell them.
No, they wouldn't believe me, Tonto. I'm masked. They wouldn't trust a masked man. There must be some other way to... Tonto. I think I have a plan. Look at the bed of the river. There's only the thinnest trickle of water now. You heard Parsons. Formerly, Red River was full of water. Plenty of water to keep the entire rangeland going.
It's plenty dry now.
Look up there into the hills. You can see where the river comes down from the mountains.
Me see.
Tonto, that river was full of water once more. It could water this entire valley the way it used to.
What you mean?
Come on, we're going up into those hills. We're going to take a look around.
Up on your horse. We've plenty to do.
Steady, Scout.
Come on, we're taking a look around, and then we're calling on Parsons.
Hip, Silver, come on.
Get up, Scout.
We've got work to do.
Hail, Silver, come away!
Yeah, Marcy, I'm kind of wore out.
You been out with the posse again?
Yeah, I searched for that masked hold-up man in the engine.
Well, I hope you didn't catch him. I hope they got away.
You hope they got away? What kind of talk is that?
Well, I do. Dan, as long as that money ain't found, Brady and Carstairs will never know you didn't have enough to pay. And I hope it ain't found.
That don't change the fact that I still owe the money, Marcy.
Then, and the masked man's still free?
Yeah, him and the engine. The posse trailed him up near the head of the valley. They're somewhere in the hills, but we don't know where.
Dan, you're tired.
I reckon I ain't as young as I was. That's why I come back, to rest up. I've been in the saddle too long.
You come in the house and sit.
Marcy, I got to tell him pretty soon.
Hmm?
Brady and Carstairs. I got to tell him that I didn't have the money.
Oh, Dan, don't go inviting trouble.
I can't help it, Marcy. Right is wrong, right, and wrong is wrong. There ain't no two ways about it. Even if the money don't never come back, I got to tell him.
It'll mean we're ruined, Dan.
I got to tell him.
Let me hold the door open for you. Now, come in.
What in tarnation?
What's that doing on the floor?
Well, it's a sack of some kind.
What, here when I went out to meet you?
Marcy.
Huh?
Marcy, it looks like... It is. It's the sack that was stole. The money the masked man took.
Dan, close the door.
How did it get here? It's the money. How did it get here?
I brought it, Parsons.
The masked man.
No, don't pick it up again. And you, ma'am, stay away from that gun on the wall.
What do you mean by coming?
Stand right there, Parsons.
Where's the rest of the cash?
Up on the hills with Tonto.
Tonto, huh? That's the engine. Martha, we got to get the posse.
Posse can wait. Parsons, I took that money to help you.
What?
You needn't stare at me. You see, Parsons, Tonto and I were on the trail when you returned here after you sold the cattle. We heard you and your wife talking.
Mister, you mean you know Dan didn't have enough money for the bank to pay what he promised?
Yes, that's why we took it. And Parsons, is there any blasting powder in sagebrush?
What?
You can figure it out later. I asked if there's any blasting powder in town.
There is, masked man. There's a few casks of it in the general store.
And your husband and I are going to get it.
Now, look at here.
Dan Parsons, you go with him.
Marcy,
You heard me, Dan. There ain't nobody else to help you. You go with him and come back later.
He's not coming back here, Mrs. Parsons.
You mean?
Parsons and I are taking that blasting powder. Then we're going up into the hills. You leave everything to me, understand?
She's gone plumb loco.
Now, come on, Parsons. We're getting that powder. This is the last one, Parsons.
Masked man, I can't figure out
where you went. We talked about that money and the rest of it a dozen times already. Now, load it on your wagon. Come on. Yeah, that does it. All right, Parsons, up on the seat.
Yeah, I'm getting.
Here, Silver.
That horse does what you tell him like a puppy.
Silver and I are old friends. Now, Parsons, take off that brake and start heading for the hills.
Get up, horses.
I'll be right behind you. I'm going to help you no matter how much you may dislike it. Come on, Silver.
It's the masked man. The masked man and Banker Parsons. They're in cahoots. Where's my horse? I got to get riding. I got to tell Brady and Carstairs about this. Brady! Hey, Brady! Carstairs, I got news!
Who's that?
Don't shoot! I'm Sheriff Jenkins. I come from town.
Sheriff Jenkins? What's going on? Something wrong?
I come riding out from town. Where's Brady? Where's Carstairs?
Hey, what's the ruckus about?
One side there. Leave me through. I just come from town. I seen him.
Quiet, you fellas. Quiet.
Come on, Jenkins. Spill it. Why ain't you back in Sagebrush looking after your store?
My store's been robbed.
What?
Yeah, my store's been robbed of 6 kegs of blasting powder.
Who done it?
The same masked hombre you gents is after.
Wait a minute.
And wait. I got more to tell you.
The masked man, huh?
The ornery coyote must have circled down out of the hills and gotten to town.
I tell you, there's more. The masked man won't alone.
Sure not. That engine powder's with him.
No, 'twon't the engine. The gent with him was Dan Parsons.
Wait a minute, you fellas. All right, Jenkins, give us the whole story.
Carstairs, Brady, listen to me. The masked man and Parsons is in cahoots. They're working together.
What?
Yeah, I heard them talking. They're heading into the hills, the both of them. Going to join the engine. And you know how I'm sure Parsons is with them?
Go ahead.
Because that holdup was fixed. Parsons didn't have enough money to pay you two fellas off in the first place.
So that's it, eh? Yeah.
Brady, you savvy that.
Yeah. Yeah, Carstairs, I do.
All right, you fellas, get your horses. We're going after them.
We don't know where.
They got blasting powder, ain't they? We'll find it. Come on, you fellas. We're going. Get up there.
Yeah, smoke from the powder. Now we know where they're at. Come on, gents, hit for the smoke. This time we got
them. Get up, come on. Get up. There he is. Up ahead.
That's him.
It's Parsons. Don't try to run, Foot Parsons. Stand right where you are.
Running.
I'll say, ain't you sneaking coyotes? Caught you, didn't we?
Where's the masked man?
And the masked hombre was working together, huh? So you had him work that hold up because you didn't have all the cash you promised me.
And me too.
Now, listen, you gotta believe me. I didn't have nothing to do with that hold up. I'll admit I didn't have the cash to pay you off, but I did have...
A fine banker you are, Parsons. I figure we ought to string you up right here now. If it wasn't for you setting off that blast, we'd have never found you. But you
drop
can't...
those guns, Pronto.
The masked man.
That means you too, Brady. Drop it.
I'll drop you first, mister.
Good shooting, Tanner. You're not hurt, Brady. Tanner shot hit your gun, not you. Keep an eye on them, Kemosabe.
Come to watch.
Mister, what's the idea of taking them cakes of powder and setting off that blast? I don't savvy.
Carstairs, the first reason for setting that blast was to close off the river. Look at it.
Well, I'll be... It's a regular dam. You blocked off the river. We didn't have enough water before, but now we won't have none.
You'll have plenty, Brady.
But why did you...
You should have built a dam long ago. There's a natural basin to hold the water here. You and Carstairs had built a dam before this. You'd have had water when you needed it.
Yeah, there was some talk about building a dam, but me and Brady couldn't get together.
So I heard.
What difference does that make? I was doing all right anyway.
Why were you doing all right, Brady?
Huh?
Your cattle were thin and scrawny. The whole valley was in danger. Yet Parson kept giving you loans, promising you more for your cattle than he could get himself.
Mister, you mean...
I mean Parsons is the best friend any of you ever had. He tried to be your banker. He tried to help you out in every way that he could.
Parsons, you mean you offered $10 for them cattle when you knew you couldn't get more than five or six for them?
Well, I figured you gents needed the money, Carstairs, and I figured I could get a hold of it some way. You see, the way I look at things, a bank's got to help folks out when they need help. I done my best.
Parsons, you sure make me feel ashamed of myself.
Yeah, that goes for me, too.
I got the money here. Ain't what I promised to pay you, but it's all I could get for the cattle.
Parsons, you and the masked man done us a real favor. I reckon we've been kind of short-sighted, ain't we, Costa?
I reckon we have, Brady. What do you say we forget about being enemies and work together for a spell?
It suits me right down to the ground. And the first thing we got to do is build up this water supply like the masked man said, so we'll always have plenty of water for Red River Valley. Parsons, will you shake hands?
I'm asking for your hand, too, Parsons. Will you?
I sure will. And, gents, let's make Red River Valley the best doggone cattle country in the West.
Come on, fellas, let's get busy. And from now on, we listen to Dan Parsons.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.